Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Is today the day?
Is today the day?
For snow.
Snow? Is today the day we get our first look at those white flakes falling from the sky?
Can I call out the National Weather Service? I want to give them a good, bad compliment.
Wait.
Question.
A tongue lashing?
Not a lashing.
Mm.
They're great at getting stuff out early. This particular snow system,
yeah.
And again, it's not big. I think it's just the first one, so let's let the
it's
world
like
know.
It's like flurries or something?
Yeah. They're not sending out a map. Usually the packet includes a map.
Yeah, you love to
print
out.
Oh, I love the map.
You love a little packety thing.
Color.
Mm.
It's like six slides in color. I bring it in here. It's like an old-fashioned overhead projector at high school.
You like flipping through the packet.
Yes. But at least it gives you a better understanding and time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have that. I just have expect the possibility of the chance of maybe.
So it's very, very much a question mark.
Scattered snow showers between noon and 5. And maybe that's clearly what they're working with. It's so scattered, they don't know. But they know the ingredients are such, right, that we could see a quick pop-up. Plus, you got some wind behind that.
Yeah.
Wind gusts pushing 35. So it's not going to stick.
It's a big time frame.
It's going to be 37 today. It's not like we're below freezing.
Yeah.
And it's not going to last for 3 hours.
Mm-mm.
It's just all of those things are kind of coming together. So if you're running the streets department in Marion today, are you sending out Dead Plow and Snowvereen just to put down like a base brine?
Well, they might not be plowing anything, but yeah, they're probably brining, salting,
is hot
sanding.
To snow on the red route today?
I would definitely want the roundabout clearer out, because if you're going roundabout and it gets slippy slidey.
Yeah, you got to make sure to like probably double up the brine there.
Yeah.
That's what I'd think.
Yeah.
Hot to snow.
Yeah.
Right?
At least a couple of them.
Where is Plow Buwassily today? Here's what we need to do.
Good question.
We need to put trackers on these things.
Yeah,
I wonder. Well, we don't. I'm sure the city has them already.
That's none of our business.
I would like to have access to find out the GPS coordinates of where the Marion snowplows are at any given moment.
Yeah, it might be a good day to just kind of to check in.
Yeah.
And say, hey, guys, are we ready?
Just want to make sure you guys, I know they're aware.
Yeah.
They get the same information I do.
How we feeling?
That's it. Today's the day. Today's like the first game.
Does anybody have butterflies in their tummy?
I bet somebody does.
Yeah.
Do you think it's for the job or the fact that they're now behind the wheel of a named snowplow?
I think it's more excitement because we get to get behind the wheel of a named snowplow.
Do you want to find out who's driving Claire in the way?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Is there like a Joe who's driving Claire in the way?
Sure.
Yeah.
If there's a Claire.
Stop.
Driving Claire in the way.
Or a Clarence.
Clarence?
What? What?
A name we don't say enough on this program.
Yeah.
Clarence.
There aren't enough. Just angels and the guy who drives the Claire in the way plow.
I think there's a clown named Clarence, but I don't remember from what.
That tracks.
Probably.
A clown named Clarence?
Clarence is such a name from the olden days that you think men were then named Claire for a while? They had to have been.
Yeah,
shorten it up.
That's where my name came from. Actually, it was a great
Grandpa
uncle.
Claire?
No, I was
great Uncle Clarence.
A great Uncle Claire. No, just Claire.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes, it is.
Named after a great uncle. Hey.
Did I know that?
I don't know if I told you that.
You just did.
That's a fun fact, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you pull that out on Two Truths and a Lie sometimes?
Sometimes.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great one.
It is a fun one.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Well, welcome to a day which may or may not have a potential of a little bit of a snow shower. By the way, we're also at our high for the day. 37's
37 is all we get.
37 is it. I'm saying that like I don't believe it. Is that right?
You're very skeptical.
I thought we were in the 40s today.
But
I always have two sources. Stand by. Talk, but stand by.
Okay. All right. I'm standing. All I'm doing is standing. That's all I can do.
I got a 39 on this one. What's my hourly forecast?
I'm like, I grabbed the heavy coat. I'm hoping that I'm prepared enough for today.
Yeah. Now, we're going to hit our high of about, if we get the warmest, probably about 41.
Okay.
And that's going to hit at just about 9 or 10 this morning. then not only is the temperature going to fall on the thermometer, the wind is going to pick up.
Now, I will say they did ask that the kids bring snow stuff to school. And yeah. I was like, no, that's ridiculous. It's not going to stick.
But sadly, there are parents out there that at least is going to get them closer to what they would normally wear on a cold day.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I understand.
But I agree. They don't need the pants and the boots. No. But they do need to be dressed warmly.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially if they're waiting outside.
A good set of gloves or mittens and a hat.
Yes.
Is there anything else you would have to pack for snow gear?
No, she's definitely got to grab some extra gloves and a hat. But
right.
But the pants and stuff. I'm like, I don't want to get the pants.
You're not going out on the frozen tundra.
Yeah, we're not playing outside
not
in
yet.
The snow. It's
you're
not going to be accumulating.
You're good today.
Thank goodness.
There you be.
Okay, and then we got to talk about this Royal Caribbean cruise ship. It was called Explorer of the Seas.
All right.
It docked in Miami on Sunday after leaving Spain. It had a bit of an incident that I just feel we have to talk about the incident. It had a tilt the other day, and it was a noticeable tilt. One passenger said it felt like the ship went at like a 45-degree angle.
That's how it was sailing?
It one day they had some real big winds. The captain said it was more like 14 degrees. It wasn't that big of a deal.
But that's noticeable.
Yeah.
From 0 to 14 degrees. Yes.
Tables and chairs were sliding. There, like, it was a big tilt
wow.
of the ship. There was a video, like, they passengers were capturing this happening. It was kind of a scary moment. The thing that made it doubly scary was at that moment, you know, it's a cruise ship, so there's music playing in the background. The music that just happened to be playing at the time, though.
Don't say Titanic.
I unfortunately have
Do
to
Do not
report.
Say Titanic.
Yeah, that was the music that happened to be playing.
No.
Why would you even play that music
Why
on
is that
a cruise
it?
Ship?
Hold, no.
Hey, cruise ships, maybe don't ever play the Titanic theme song. Celine Dion, sing your little heart out.
That stuff's probably pre-canned. Why is it on the playlist?
I don't know, but My Heart Will Go On from Titanic just playing as a cruise ship is tilting, according to the captain, 14 degrees, according to the passengers, 45 degrees.
And if you're describing it the way I picture it, if they are sailing all the way from Spain to Miami, it's not like there's land in sight.
Yeah.
You're just stuck on a boat that's tilting.
And we're just out here at sea, and it's playing all over the ship as the ship is tilting in a major, major way.
Were they on the same route as the Titanic? That would be bad.
I hope not. I really hope.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
When you went off to college, did you load up the car and basically all you could see was your head? Like there's just belongings galore
much.
In there.
Yeah.
That's my car today. We are making a run to Linn County Solid Waste. Do you need me to haul anything? We're getting into the busy season for Shannon Hansen's gift company. I cannot tell you the number of boxes I've broken down in the last 48 hours and how many are in the back of my car, but I cannot see out the back window.
Wow.
This all started when we got a new artificial Christmas tree. So that's taken up a lot of that box alone is big.
Yep.
And then we just, even last night, kept putting in more boxes and more boxes. She was actually waiting for boxes from Amazon at, when did I go to bed? Right before 9, and she thought she was going to get them about 10 o'clock last night, and they never showed up. And she needs them for a client project she's packing today. That's how busy this thing is.
Hopefully they show up this morning.
Yes, exactly. But that's more boxes than we need be breaking down. Usually we have room in the old recycle bin, but that thing's packed right now.
Nope.
So I'm hauling all the cardboard today.
No, at what point do you call for reinforcement bins? Have you thought about getting...
Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, you can call the city to ask for another bin.
You can?
Uh-huh.
I already have another bin.
You have two recycle bins?
Yes.
Oh, then no, I don't think you can. I don't know.
Can I get three?
I guess you
can
could.
Can I get five?
I don't know. Is there a limit to the number of bins?
I just want to build a fort, a wall of recycle bins around my property.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
I didn't know that.
I think you can
ask for
more.
I'm allowed to put out two recycle bins?
If you're cranking out the recycling, I think you can ask for more bins.
Okay, I'm going to double check your math.
Yeah.
Because I also don't want to get...
Double check. Because I have a neighbor who does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had our entire street re-cemented. And in the process of that, everybody kind of lost and gained extra bins.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two recycle bins. I just didn't know I could use them.
That you stole from somebody?
It was never stolen. It was never stolen.
Gifted?
Well, what happens, it's kind of like when you find a quarter.
Huh.
You just keep it.
Huh.
It's money. It was money in your jeans. It was in a couch. I don't know.
It's a recycling bin.
The better example is like you're at a restaurant and there's a quarter like tucked in the cushion and it wasn't yours, it wasn't mine, but it is now.
It's a recycling bin.
Yeah, you know, I got, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, legit. Do not, because I do have sticky fingers.
Yeah.
This particular
time.
Surprise.
No, we know.
This particular time, the city knew it got confusing and they're just like, don't worry about it. It's easier to do that than try
just
to match. Yes.
So
just
sweet.
Keep it.
I think you can put out two.
I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure. Call first, double check my math, but I think you can put out two. Or at least that's
taking
what my
advantage
neighbor does.
Of that for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. I still got to make the big haul though. Those boxes aren't going to fit in anything.
Today, please make the haul.
But moving on, two recycling bins?
Might work for you.
Whoa!
Maybe.
Life-changing.
I have a proposition for you.
I'm listening.
Because every October, you and DJ Lady J team up to throw my world for a loop with the Morning Scramble Scary Movie Club, mm-hmm. and we watch terrifying movies, and that's not my thing, but I sit through it. I do my part. I would like to propose for the next couple of weeks that we get the gang back together.
Okay.
And perhaps the movie club watches some of the original Christmas movies that have made their way onto Netflix. Case in point, there are some very interesting titles like Hot Frosty.
I know we're watching Hot Frosty.
We have to watch Hot Frosty. Can we please? Hot Frosty is about a hot snowman that comes to life and melts the heart of a woman who doesn't know how to love. It's just Ted from Schitt's Creek, and he has his shirt off a lot. He looks great.
I saw some of the trailer.
Yeah. So that just dropped last weekend, and that's ready to go.
Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty. And then dropping today, Merry Gentlemen. About a lady who goes back to her parents' small town bar and she's got to save the bar. And the only way to save the bar is to have a whole bunch of handsome gentlemen stripped down to nearly nothing and dance like it's Christmas.
You mean Yule Monty?
Yule Monty. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's full Monty, but it's
Yule Monty.
But it's Christmas. There's one from like Lindsay Lohan from I think Holiday of years past.
Okay.
So we can catch up on some of those. There's a, I don't know. I think there's some real possibilities here.
I'm willing.
Yeah.
Because I owe you, because I get so much pleasure out of watching you squirm every October. Are you going to get Lady J on this?
If
Do
she's
you
willing.
Think she's willing?
If she's willing. And here's my thing. I am not a Hallmark movie gal, but I think I could be a raunchy Christmas movie gal. And if that is what Netflix is moving, I might be interested.
All right.
Raunchy Christmas movies?
I'm in for raunchy Christmas movies.
A very merry raunchy Christmas to you, sir.
And also to you. 6:31 now in the morning. Scramble if you want to voice your opinion for the proposed Cedar Rapids Casino, for or against. Today is your day. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission in town today to walk the site and then take public comments. Public comment period is at Hotel at Kirkwood, in person at 10. But you have to be registered. You have to be on the list of people who want to talk. That starts at 8.
Okay.
So if
you have to be on the list.
If you have an opinion, you better have time because you're going to get there. You're going to sign up. And then I don't know if you got to wait. Like the DMV and wait for your number or if you come back. But either way, you got to be signed up and sign up start at 8:00 this morning.
So hope you didn't have plans today.
Well, if it's weigh your plans versus your for or against of the Cedar Rapids proposed casino. Former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad retiring from his latest post as president of the World Food Prize January 31st. Branstad, the nation's longest-serving governor, resigned in 2017, became the ambassador to China under the first Trump administration, left that post in September of 2020, and then in 2023 became president of the World Food Prize Foundation based out of Des Moines. By the way, he turned 78 on Sunday. The organization's chief operating officer, COO, will lead the World Food Prize Foundation till they find a new leader. My best guess is this is probably his last day, right, or moment in the public service spotlight. But served a lot for his country and for his state. So tip of the hat to you, Terry. All right, I want to make sure this event is on your calendar because they do need your help. Preparations are underway for Waypoint Wonderland with Waypoint Services in Cedar Rapids. Last year, they provided gifts to over 400 kids, along with gifts for parents. All the families who shop Waypoint Wonderland are recipients of Waypoint's confidential services. So the clients are already booked. They know who's shopping this year.
The recipients are known. Okay.
Exactly. What caught our eye, and I think it was a video just last year, if you don't know, that's the former YWCA building, and they have a small ballroom. Mm-hmm. Is that a way to describe it?
Yeah. I mean, it's got like a kind of stage
area. It's got a little stage, and then it's a big area for audience members. That was packed to the gills with holiday gifts. I couldn't believe what I saw last year.
It was beautiful.
How does that happen? A lot of it is through gift and cash donations, and that's where they're at right now. So if you can make a donation of a gift, or if you swing by Waypoint and pick up tags of things they need specifically, that's what you're going to do now. We know Waypoint Wonderland coming up December 11th and 12th. Then, although it's a very tiny list, there are a few volunteer slots also still available. You and I are going to be stocking stuffer shoppers on one of those afternoons. That's going to be a ton of fun.
Because there's the big ballroom where they get the big ticket items.
I think the big ballroom also has the stocking items in it.
Yeah.
But a lot of that stuff gets wrapped. So moms and dads shop, stuff gets wrapped, and then while that's happening, you and I will escort them to another part of the room where they can start to put stockings together.
This is so fun.
So they need volunteers. They need donations. They need gift donations. And to find out more, just go to Waypoint. Look up Waypoint Wonderland. And it'd be great if we could volunteer alongside you, or know that the gifts we are helping to hand out are ones that you helped provide. That's all got us feeling all right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
If you were locked out of the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight because Netflix was, you know, buffering or kind of locking
up. Not prepared.
Up, they were not prepared for the amount of people that were going to be streaming that fight. Luckily, you didn't miss anything. The fight was kind of like, is this a fight? Well, you can actually do something about it. A Florida man, which this is one of those stories. A Florida man named Ronald Blue Denton has filed a class action lawsuit against Netflix, calling their failure legendary. He is suing for breach of contract and other offenses and seeking unspecified damages. Netflix has acknowledged that some members had a bad experience. Some.
Show me the people who had a good experience.
I know.
I want to see raw numbers.
I want to know who was like, oh, I thought it was great.
How many people actually got in and watched it?
Huge success. I loved it every minute. Yeah. Or if you did get in and it worked flawlessly, did you enjoy watching that fight?
Because you clearly cannot sue for the show itself. The fight's the fight.
Right. The fight's the fight. That's fine.
But if the contract between user and sender is that our technology didn't work, I think he's got some grounds to sue.
Yeah.
I don't know what the payback's going to be. You just get like do you get one day's worth of your $30 fee?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Everybody gets 95 cents.
Netflix said they still consider the event a huge success. They claim 108 million people watched the fight.
But how much could that have been a bigger number?
Right.
If more people were able to log in.
And again, you've got a football game and Beyonce concert coming up on Christmas Day when everybody is off and people are going to be streaming this game/concert.
And you're going to have families who just turned on Netflix for the first time because they got a brand new TV.
I want you guys, seriously, you have said that you're prepared. And I don't think that you are.
You got to prove it.
Please. Be ready, because seriously, I want to see this Beyonce concert. I don't care about the football, but honestly, I want to see the
Beyonce. I love that you're approaching it that a Beyonce concert, a 20-minute Beyonce concert was announced that was also, it's also going to star two football teams.
I know. I don't.
That's how you're.
I don't care about the football at all. I mostly just want to see the
Ravens, Texans, I think.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, whatever. And then there's, Taylor Swift's game.
Well, there's also going to be Pittsburgh Steelers and a Kansas City Chiefs game.
Yes.
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 Guess what we'll be doing that day? We'll be watching that.
Football!
If we can get in, we'll see.
It all just depends. Have some board games standing by.
You stand by with Dance and Eric Hansen of Cedar Rapids has filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of Claire for the Beyonce concert.
An Iowa man. Okay, Denzel Washington has done a new interview where he says that he is going to do all that he can to earn himself another 30 years on this planet. He's about to turn 70. His mother lived to be 97 years old, so he feels like he's got a shot. However, he didn't really help himself out a lot in his younger years, thanks to, let's call them indulgences. He said he did a lot of damage to his body, but he's been sober for 10 years now. And he said it could have been a lot worse. He never did heroin. Never did coke.
All right. So far, I have two things in common with Denzel Washington.
I never did the hard drugs.
I've not done those either.
Just some dope. And he never got strung out on it, whatever that means. Like, good for you, Denzel. Good for you.
I just love he's got a movie coming up. We haven't heard enough from Denzel, and now he's out doing press.
I know.
You're getting some good quotes from Denzel.
And the quotes. I'm like, that
he
is
announces
such
a Marvel movie they didn't want anybody to know about.
I know.
He didn't get strung out on dope.
And hey, I didn't do any of the hard drugs.
I didn't do heroin.
I didn't do heroin. He also has a quote about Kevin Spacey. He's like, oh, we knew about Spacey for decades.
What?
Yeah. He was like, oh, there was talk about around town about him. And I was just like, well, that's between him and God. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I pray for him. I was like, whoa. Whoa.
Okay.
Denzel.
Just let Denzel talk.
Denzel is talking, everybody.
This is gold.
Talking. Okay. Speaking of talking, Dolly Parton just released a brand new limited edition perfume, and it's called Smoky Mountain Gold.
Available at Macy's, your fragrance headquarters.
I think it's a little woodsy for me.
What does it really smell like?
I don't know.
Pine Sol? Campfire?
Rich woods, warm amber, and just a touch
of mountain air.
Sweet mountain air.
Can you only buy it at Dollywood?
No, it's available now at dollybeauty.com. It's a 3.4-ounce bottle for $100.
What?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Guess what you're getting?
Is it for men or women?
Oh, come on. I think it's for women, but okay. I think it's going to be very handsome on
it
you.
It sounds woodsy, right?
If you don't think I'm getting you this for Christmas, you are wrong.
Let's just go in on it together and get it for producer Ben.
Oh, I think Ben's going to smell lovely.
He's going to smell like amber, the Smoky Mountains, and sweet
woods.
Mountain air and rich woods. It'll be great.
It'll be a lot better than the scallops he made yesterday.
Anything will smell better than producer Ben's scallops.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Montroversy today has to do with those little white lies that sometimes you just kind of blurt out to end a quick barrage of questions from your little one.
It's a tough job being a parent, and so sometimes, yeah, you just are thinking on your toes, and you might just say something that, yes, it is not based in factuality. It is, in fact, a little white lie.
You're going to be peppered with so many questions coming up. You're going to have so many family members in your house coming up next weekend.
Just last night, I was at a Girl Scout troop meeting. We were working on our family badge, and I was talking to my co-troop leader, and she said when she was in Girl Scouts and she was working on her troop badge, she her mom made lasagna for her troop, and so she thought growing up that she's Italian. She is not, in fact.
Did the mom keep that
Italian?
Going?
No, it's the mom's like, I know how to make lasagna. This is easy.
But the little white lie was our family's Italian?
Sure, yeah.
That's
we're
fantastic.
Italian. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Isn't that great?
We love collecting these little white lies that you are telling or have been told.
Oh, well, it was a white lie to me from my mom.
Yes.
She told me when I was young that if I drank any soda, my stomach would explode from the fizziness of it.
I think I've heard that a time or two.
How long did that stick
so
with
there
you?
Were, until I was in high school, and then I had a soda in high school class and burped for the first time, which
was
really loud,
experience.
Made everyone laugh.
Perpetuating a lie all the way into high school seems a little wrong.
Yeah.
Now it's like I've locked Rapunzel in the tower because the world is just too dangerous. Right. So I'm just perpetuating this lie.
I just want to keep my little baby safe.
Yeah.
So I wrap you in bubble wrap to protect you against the world.
And then the world gives you a soda. And then you belch in school for the very, like, what was that? It just happened.
It's like you, and my eyes were open after that belch. Yes. My eyes were open to the world.
We're collecting those stories. We'll take it if you are at present maintaining some communication with your little one that may not be 100% true. I'd love to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Or as we just heard, you grew up and it's like, this was like law in our house. And now looking back, clearly it wasn't even true.
Sometimes those are like, oh my gosh, I'm an adult. And finding out that that was not true, mind boggling.
That's our Momtroversy. And the phone lines are open at 200-1029.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Tackling our Momtroversy this week, which just came from a side conversation. Was this between you and another mom?
I just saw it posted because sometimes you'll just do things. I don't think it's intentional, but sometimes it's just easier to tell a little white lie as a parent just to get through a situation. Like if you tell a toddler, like, don't touch that, that's hot. Even if it's like, that's, don't touch that vase, it's breakable.
Yeah.
You say, don't touch that, that's hot. It's not that the vase is hot. It's just that you don't want them to break that. That's grandma's very expensive glass vase, right?
Well, in the post that you saw, it was a loud, annoying toy, and the batteries had clearly died.
Yeah, and I'm not going to replace that because I don't want to hear that thing anymore, and I totally understand where she's coming from. So, like, am I a bad person for saying, oh, it's broken?
I wonder how many toys got, air quotes, lost over the years that were so annoying.
Dude.
It's like, I'm sorry, little dude, little buddy, it's gone. I don't know what happened. It's gone and you lost it.
I am much more guilty of doing this to my own husband than I am of doing this to my kid.
What are the clothes?
You lost your suspenders? I can't believe that you misplaced your suspenders. I was really looking forward to seeing you wear suspenders. Dang it.
That's a whole other Momtroversy. Our suspenders still a thing.
That's a spouse-troversy. Aw, you were going to wear suspenders? Aw, too bad.
I do like that, though.
Yeah.
That sometimes it's just you lost it.
I can't believe that you misplaced those. That's too bad.
I feel like a lot of those little white lies growing up usually revolved around food.
Mm.
Or my parents wanting to relax. Case in point, when we would go to my grandparents' house, they lived on a lake in the summertime, and all you wanted to do was swim. But that takes a lot of work on the parent side, right?
Right.
So it's like, we're going to have lunch and we're going to go swimming. It's like, got to wait at least an hour. You got to wait an hour after you eat before you can go swimming.
Yeah. Was that even true?
I now remember I was probably 5 or 6 and we were out visiting some friends in California. And earlier in the day, we had had some popsicles and I had asked to have one before bed and that we're out. No popsicles. We're out. And I got up a little bit later to get a glass of water and sitting right there in a chair. Smoking a cigarette was my mom holding a popsicle.
You gotta be kidding me.
And she tried to hide it with the book she was reading.
Rosemary.
Come on.
Rosemary.
Little white lies.
Little That's white okay. lies.
Does that make you know us what? Better?
She needed just a little moment for herself.
She did. That's where these come from.
And hey, you know what? Whatever you need to do to get you through that moment, sometimes it's a little white lie.
I do regularly.
What's just one of them?
My personal favorite is when my kids want to go somewhere because I have 2 9-year-olds and a 5-year-old, and they're like, oh, mom, can we go here? Oh, guys, I'm so sorry. It's closed today.
Oh, bummer. So maybe next time.
Or they're not letting little kids in today.
Adults
Brandon
only.
Is starting to not work on the 9-year-olds as much anymore because they're like, we're 9, we're not little. And I'm like, you are.
You are.
You're under 10. Under 10. You're a little kid still.
12 and under, sorry.
Once they learn how store hours work, though, watch out. Right. That might come back to bite you. That's a great one. Thanks for sharing.
Yep.
Bye. Hey, thanks for calling for our Momtroversy. We're swapping little white lies. What do you got?
Oh, well, my kids were young and they were upset with me about something I said no to.
I had to tell them, hey, listen, the doctor said when I brought you home from the hospital, I have to be a mean mom or I couldn't take you with me. So that worked for quite a few years.
I didn't want to be like
so,
this.
Yeah.
Doctor's orders.
Yeah, I don't want to, but the doctor said, sorry.
I've been mean for 8 years. I'm so sorry.
I have to keep you healthy.
I have to keep you. They're going to come get you at any moment. I still have to be mean.
We have a 5-year-old now, so the other brothers will play up on that now. But yeah, it's been going well for me.
Okay, it's still working. It's still in the family.
Keep it up, mean mom.
Yeah, keep it up. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.